So as you probably could tell, I'm in a garage here recording this video, and I just kind of want to expand my thoughts on quitting versus surrender, because if you saw the post today on Instagram, I've been thinking a lot about Jocko's podcast. Jocko Willink is a former Navy SEAL, and he has a podcast where the topic of quitting versus surrender came up. And it's literally been on my mind ever since I got home from work today, because I listen to podcasts on my way home every single day from work. And the way I was interpreting quitting versus surrender, quitting is like, okay, you had a plan in mind, you had a vision for something. Maybe it's in business, maybe it's with your stream, maybe it's just whatever it may be, but in that process, okay, it's not going as planned, you're not hitting your measurements, you're not hitting the mark. So you either have to adapt the plan, change the plan, or quit on the plan. You know, all those are forms of quitting in kind of my mind. And Jocko brought up like how the SEALs get really pumped, like, I'm never give up kind of mentality. And when he was training SEALs, he talked about how, you know, okay, yeah, you just pushed that gunner position up the hill, but all your men are dead. Like, that plan clearly wasn't working, yet you kept pushing on, and now your whole squad's dead. So he was using that example for quit, which I thought was fascinating, because I think there's this mentality, mostly, I don't know, I've seen it a lot with just the kind of American idea of like, don't quit, don't give up, persevere. I've seen that a lot, and I see that a lot in the streaming space too, about people just grinding and not giving up and just keep going after it, or going after a certain way of doing things, but it may not be the right, not necessarily the right way, but the best way. They're not getting the results they want to get, but they keep trying to push forward and get through and just barrel through, thinking that's what's gonna work. And the concept of quitting is like, it's okay to quit. Like, I think that was the message. It's okay to quit on things, because sometimes you create plans and they just don't work, and that's fine. But learning to adapt or create a new plan, either like efficiently, effectively, is what's going to get you mission success. Now, when they brought up surrender, you know, the way I think of that, that's deeper. And you for yourself, think about this for now. Try to describe surrender without using the word quit. It's very hard, because we tend to use those interchangeably in our society, in our language, in our culture. But the way I was interpreting surrender, it's so much deeper. I talked about that in the post earlier. It's just in my mind, it's a mental and it's a heart issue. It's a spirit issue. You don't have the will, the drive to push on anymore. Your mission is no longer in your focus. It's, in my mind, it's kind of like, okay, you can lose a battle, the plan didn't go well, but surrender is losing the war. If you want to look at it from that perspective, it's kind of, I see it a lot in sport. When you see players, like, they're down, they're losing, it's like the bottom of the ninth inning, it's the 85th minute in the match, and their heads are down, they're just like, you can see it in their eyes. You know they've already quit, and like, they've already surrendered in their head. Because during a match, you have a game plan going in, and you're going to have to adjust that game plan, so maybe you want to go down the left flank of the pitch, but it wasn't working, you know? Maybe you tried out a new soundboard for your stream, but it doesn't seem to really be grasping with your community. Your community doesn't seem to be embracing it. And it may be, that may not be a win per se, so you kind of lose, quote unquote, that battle. But losing the war is kind of like, in my mind, giving up on yourself, giving up on your mission, and giving up on you entirely. And you may have been able to continue on. You may have been able to just create a new plan and continue forward. But it's kind of like a heart issue. And I think it's so much harder coming back from surrender than it is from quitting. it's so much harder because it's dealing with emotion. There's emotions involved. Now you might feel like negative about yourself. Maybe your confidence is shot. Maybe, you know, you've had a string of quitting situations, a string of battles that did not go your way. And now you're just feeling hopeless. Like, that's where I start seeing surrender creeping in and surrender becoming the predominant mindset when you look at those two different words and the different juxtaposition of them both. I've been thinking about that a lot because I'm in a place where right now I can't stream the video games I want to. I can't even play the video games I want to play. My computer is being shipped halfway around the world right now. So I'm in this place of feeling like I'm losing. I feel like I'm losing the streaming battle. I feel like to be a good streamer, to grow, you need to be live. And I don't feel like I'm able to do it the way I feel most comfortable doing. And maybe that's something I need to work on, is getting out of my comfort zone and maybe just doing more live streams. Maybe this should have been live and then I just take it, the recording later. I'm not quite sure. I've just been in a weird place where I feel like I'm losing those battles continuously in regards to my schedule with my stream, in regards to the content I'm creating and the content I'm currently not creating because I don't have my normal tools. I'm being put out of my comfort zone currently in my situation. So those are like the internal battles that I've been dealing with. And I don't feel like I'm in a place of surrender. Like, I don't feel like I'm giving up. And I don't want to give up. I know I still have a strong drive and a strong desire to keep pushing on, to make content, to make sure that I'm putting, like, mission-focused, whatever, you know, the mission statement may be for you. I know for me, I want to continue on once I get to Germany, once I get settled, you know, once me and my wife feel comfortable in the situation we're in, because we got a lot to do once we land. It's not just land and okay, here we go. Like, I'm gonna start a new job, we're in a new country, we're trying to find a place to live, gotta find a car, gotta get built. Like, there's so much we have to do. There's gonna be a lot of battles just within that. And I don't know, I'm getting to a place where I'm starting to realize. And again, I'm listening to this podcast from a former Navy SEAL, but it's so true. Just life is like war. It's just so unpredictable. Every day is a battle, whether it's a physical battle, a mental battle, emotional battle, a familiar battle. Like, you have a family battles you deal with, health battles. Like, there's so many battles we face on a daily, that I think we get so caught up sometimes and not really realizing who the real enemy is. And that's like self-doubt in my mind. Real enemy is, you know, the negative people in your life. The real enemy is, you know, people trying to persecute you, put you down, or even yourself putting yourself down. And that's where self-doubt kind of creeps in. And those are like the enemies, that the battles I've been fighting. And sometimes I've won them, and sometimes I've had to quit uncertain like mentalities and quit those negative thoughts and mindsets, but I don't feel like I've surrendered. There's no way. I'm way too short into this content creation game to even feel like I'm at a place where, like, well, okay, I gave it my best shot, because content creation isn't for everybody, and I get that. And that's one of my biggest fears when it's making these videos, when it's playing video games online streaming. That's literally one of my biggest fears, is I'm not meant for this, and I just wasted all that time. That's where my mind goes. Although I don't feel like it's been a waste. I've been learning so much. I can, like, so much just in the past year and a half alone. Someone's coming in here. The garage. What's going on in here? Nothing, dude.
Oh, sorry.
What's up? I thought this was a quiet place. it's been fun living with my family. But then, at the same time, I miss having our own space. Me and my wife need our own space. Yeah, we're going to be moving to another country, so it's nice having family. But again, those family battles have come up. I don't remember where I was, and I kind of was wrapping up. So if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Let me know what you guys think about quitting and, like, surrender. Like, what are the differences to you? Where do you see it in your own life? Please let me know. I'd love to have that discussion with you.